Hello, listeners, and welcome to Youth Ventures Podcast, PDX Business Spotlight. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of PDX Business Spotlight. Today, we are so excited to welcome Adriana, who's the founder and owner of Zocalo Wellness. So, Adriana, can you please go ahead and give an overview of who you are, what your business is about, and how you got started?
Thanks so much, Gori. It's so good to be here, and I love and appreciate so much all the energy that you are investing in supporting our BIPOC small and micro businesses and our community and all the life that they bring to Portland. So this podcast is really, it's really such an honor. So I'm Adriana Locke and I run Zocalo Wellness and I'm an acupuncturist and healing facilitator in Portland. I'm queer, mixed race, first gen, I was born in California actually. But I grew up in the icy winters of Wisconsin, and I was just there, so I remembered how icy they are. It's February. My business is really an extension of my passion and my vocation in healing. So the history of my business is really the history of how I got into the healing professions. And it's something I've been drawn to since I was little, kind of the feeling or the tendency to sit with people when they're suffering and when they're struggling has always kind of been something that I've done with friends, with family. My parents were all about the home remedies before it was cool. And my dad is from Belize and has always been an avid gardener, has an incredible green thumb. He is also a science teacher and highly educated in engineering and other sciences. So he always steered me towards plants and towards the outdoors. And towards science in general. I love biology. So when I went to college, I did biomedical engineering. Also first, like a very first gen story is like, you do engineering or maybe you're a doctor. Like those are the options. So I was, you know, a good student, good daughter, went into biomedical engineering, but really wanted to be with people in a way that I didn't find engineering was really offering me that opportunity. So I ended up in pre-med studies and thought I was going to be a doctor. I loved anatomy and physiology. I loved learning about the body, but I didn't resonate with the way healing was conceptualized in modern medicine. It didn't make sense to me that we weren't talking about emotions or the mind or like people as a whole entity, because I didn't think that healing happened in that way. We weren't even talking about nutrition or diet. You know, it was really just about medication. And, you know, looking at the body as a machine, as a lot of people point out. So I found out about natural medicine. I thought I was going to be an ND. I found out about, you know, the school in Portland. But instead of going right into school, I worked for this organization in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, close to where I grew up and where I went to school. Mm-hmm. And it was a nonprofit that offered really holistic medicine. So acupuncture, Reiki, herbology. I think we did other kinds of energy healing for like low-income folks. And it was like incredibly diverse. It was very multicultural, it was multilingual. And that was my first experience of seeing natural medicine in action. And I remember I was like the volunteer coordinator there, and we had this client who gave us a testimonial. She had been told by her doctor that she would never get pregnant because I think she had fibroids. And she was so devastated because she wanted to be a mother so bad. She started getting acupuncture and taking herbs and she got pregnant. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I want to learn how to do. Like, this is healing. So I was like, I'm going to go to school for this. You know, I want to be a practitioner. And that's how I ended up in Portland. So my business, so that's how I got started, really, in Chinese medicine, East Asian medicine, and getting a degree in the healing arts, basically. That's why I moved to Portland to go to the school here to the national, what was the National College of Natural Medicine is now the National University of Natural Medicine, is where they train naturopathic doctors as well. And I was going to be a naturopathic doctor in addition to an acupuncturist, but even that was too close to kind of like the conventional modern medical model. I was like, no, I want this other ancient science that is also mysticism. It's spiritual and physical. Like, that's what I want to do. So that's what I did. And the business is really just an extension of that and the avenue from which I do that work.
Adriana, first of all, I really love your story and like your journey to opening your own business. And I love how like all of your experiences, especially like your experience as an acupuncturist, really like fueled your passion towards like starting your own business and going into that avenue as well.
Yeah, it's really been holistic. And I, you know, I've had my own struggles with health. Like, I have PCOS, which unfortunately is very common with especially women of color. And it was like, I really didn't find anything for me in mainstream medicine, especially 20 years ago when I first got diagnosed. It's a little bit better now, especially in Portland. But, you know, Chinese medicine was really the only place where I found relief. Yeah, so I definitely also have a personal investment, which is, I think is common for people who go into the healing arts. Yeah. So it's very, so the business is very much like, feels very personal in some ways and very much tied to my own purpose in this world, like what I was made to do, I feel, in this life.
And Adriana, you might have like touched on this a little, but who or what inspired you to start your business?
So that's maybe a little less inspiring, actually, because when I first graduated from medical school, I actually got a couple jobs. So I worked locally for a couple places, and I won't name them because I'm about to kind of shed some light on some not great things. But one was in like a public health clinic, and one was in kind of a group acupuncture clinic. And I loved it. Like I was always, ever since I worked at that clinic in Milwaukee, where I had that experience that I just shared, I knew that natural medicine was a revolutionary tool and totally tied to social justice and empowerment. And so I wanted to work in public health, and I wanted to work in places where they understood that, where they had a model of care that was about accessibility and equity and empowering communities. I was making so little money, and I never had health insurance, and I was burning out so hard that I couldn't keep going. And I was like, I don't know if I can even do this. Like, if this is what it's like, I can't sustain this for the rest of my life. This isn't sustainable, but it's my purpose. But how can I have a job that doesn't pay me enough for me to sustain myself, basically, and take care of myself? And I'm supposed to take care of other people. So I was very disheartened and very disillusioned. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go travel around the country a little bit. I'm going to take a break. And I'm going to do other things. Maybe I don't do acupuncture anymore. I did other things. I ended up doing really awful jobs. And I was like, you know what? Actually, I do want to do acupuncture. Like, these are my skills. I am a healer. And I'm going to start my own business, because if I'm not going to make money, at least let me have the freedom. You know, if I'm going to make so little money, at least let me take a vacation whenever I need to, you know, instead of having to ask other people to take a break. And maybe I can do it better. Maybe I can find a way to do it better than the people I've been working for. And that was why I started my business, was really in response to not being satisfied with the jobs that I found. And I think, and I talked to other entrepreneurs, and it's kind of common, especially among folks of color, you know, like, there's a reason that Black women are like the highest percentage of people starting new businesses. Because unfortunately, I think there's a workplace that it doesn't value women, it doesn't value caregiving, And there's a lot of awful things that happen in the workplace, just culturally. So yeah, that's what happened. And within 3 months, I was paying myself what I had been earning at this job that I left. So it was definitely a success story. You know, I'm not going to say it's been like totally easy, but I was able to, like, I had seen people fail. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, people who like straight out of school went to start their businesses and totally drowned in overhead and didn't really have the skills to know how to sustain the business. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't really get that in school, unfortunately. So I knew what not to do. And I set myself up in a really collaborative space. It worked out really well. And I've never gone back. And I've never regretted that decision.
Wow. Adriana, I'm really sad that you were facing so many struggles. But at the same time, I'm also like really happy that you're able to really follow your passions when you started your business and ended up really successful.
It's definitely a success story. I don't wish employment difficulties on anyone, but it is an incredible motivator. And I think especially like with the pandemic, a lot of people have found that motivation, you know, like are less likely to take that BS in the workplace.
Adriana, how has being a person of color affected your business, either positively or negatively?
It's definitely something that plays into the way I work and also the way I run my business. I think being mixed especially puts me in a situation where I'm pretty comfortable being in the in-between, to being different, to doing different. That helps me as an entrepreneur. I think it's so hard to know if you're being discriminated against because it's usually so subtle. Uh-huh. And I haven't, you know, I haven't had any instance that I can think of where I knew I was being discriminated against in the moment. But I will say that I've like shopped for commercial real estate because my dream is to own my own space and realized how much not coming from money and not being a white man really affects our access to capital. Because I was like, oh, this system is really not set up for me. Like, I don't have the capital. I have to work for that. And I have a completely different set of values for why I want to own space. You know, I'm not trying to make money. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to like have a space for myself and my community to heal. I think that identity of being a person of color, of being a woman too, on top of it, like it gives me a different value system. Like I go into business for a different purpose. You know, I'm not just trying to get rich quick, trying to make a bunch of money. I'm in the business because I want to do something for my community. And the business is simply a vehicle for that. I feel like a lot of us are like that have started our businesses, you know, we're inspired by something purposeful. And that's not necessarily true of like people that come from more privileged backgrounds.
And Adriana, how has the pandemic affected your business? Has it had more upsides or downsides?
It's been such a mixed bag. It's been so stressful, just the unraveling of social infrastructure and society. But it came for me personally at a really great time because I needed a break, and I needed a break to kind of reconfigure my business. And so I was already kind of doing that work to move more online and to do other things besides seeing patients in the clinic. And it gave me the opportunity to do that. So I had time. All of a sudden, I had to close down because of the governor's order that non-essential medical services were needed to close so that we could conserve PPE. So I had to close. But even when we reopened, I chose not to because I'm such a small entity. It's just me. I didn't really have the infrastructure to keep up with the COVID protocols. So I decided to just focus on online stuff. So I got my virtual business presence kind of in line. You know, I did a bunch of work on my website. I got a new website. I got a new email marketing software. I took some classes and I did a online class for people, for women of color, actually, women of color and non-binary folks to had like a self-care group in the summer of 2020. Mm-hmm. And I also developed a product called Massage in a Box. And it's a cupping kit that people can use at home so they could do body work on themselves because we couldn't see practitioners and people were closed. And it was something that I'd wanted to do for a while to help people be empowered with their own tools. You know, I love seeing people in the clinic, but I'm so into helping people gain the empowerment to use these tools on themselves, because that it's actually our heritage to know how to do these things, to like have herbal remedies at the ready, or to know how to do cupping or gua sha or mm-hmm. all these things that have existed before, you know, the last century. So it was such a fun thing to have the time to focus on these things. So yeah, it was such a mixed bag, like so much suffering in the world. Also, I got to have this sabbatical basically to reassess my business and how I was doing things, and to put out things into the world that would help people in a way that felt more sustainable and more empowering to the people that worked with me.
The pandemic, like, it definitely did cause a lot of struggles, but I'm really glad that you could take it in like a more positive direction and like bring so many like new changes because of it. And Adriana, another question I had was, what are like your favorite elements from your product, like the Massage in the Box?
Ooh, that's a great question. So I love the box because it's not only cups. So everything is very curated. You can go on Amazon and get cups. You can, you know, find YouTube videos on cupping, but they're not very good. Or it's very easy to like buy something that's not very good. It's not that they're all bad. So I wanted to give people something that they could really rely on. So the best of what I knew was out there. So I got silicone cups that are super easy to use. They're high quality. I put a bunch of them together. So it's like a full cupping set. It's 12 cups. You can cup everywhere in your body, basically, like neck pain, back pain, shin splints, plantar fasciitis, you know, wherever there's tension, basically you can cup it with this cupping set. Mm-hmm. And also it comes with a comprehensive but concise online tutorial where I show you how to use them. So you have all the tools really to do it. The reason why I wanted to do something like this is that I found these cups online. Yeah, I found silicone cups online. I was very curious that we didn't use silicone cups when I was in school. Mm-hmm. And so I always want to try things out. So I bought some, I tried them out. I tried them out in the bathtub and it was so amazing. I felt so good. I was like, anyone could do this. This is so simple. Like, I need to teach people how to do this. And I started teaching some patients and they loved it. It was like, wow, cupping plus bath is like a miracle. And I love baths too. They're like a key part of my self-care. So not only is there this cupping kit and this information on how to use it well and all this support on how to use it, but I have bath salts from a local maker, Monica Choi of Moon Dune Medicinals. And her bath salts are so amazing. She grows her own rose petals and dries them and has them in the salts. There's Epsom salts, there's Himalayan salts in there. She makes her own flower essences. So there's rose and yarrow flower essences in there. And it just like knits together your energy body and you feel amazing. And there's this herbal oil from Sea Grape Apothecary that's in there. So it's all local and like queer and woman of color made. And it's like an all-in-one like massage and spa kit, basically. So it's got like cute little postcards and yeah, it's so fun. And everybody, you know, I've gotten such good feedback on it. People feeling really nourished by it, like getting that kind of gift, especially when we've been inside, you know, we've been quarantined, that kind of thing during the pandemic. one thing that my favorite part, I don't know, it's all my favorite part. That's the point. It's all my favorite part. I think though that, like, I just have to say that Monica's salts are so good. Like, I have trouble not using them all myself. So I feel like that's a really special thing that the box has that you can't really get anywhere else, actually. Monica is selling them, but in very limited quantities. So that's like a very kind of exclusive thing, which is fun. So yeah. It's all my favorite, but the salts really make it.
Wow. All of that sounds really relaxing and wonderful. To the listeners out there, if you want to check out the Massage in a Box, we will be linking Adriana's website in the link in the podcast description box of wherever you're listening. So you can definitely click on that link and buy from her directly, like right now. I also, Adriana, really appreciate how, like, just by buying the Massage in a Box, everyone gets to, like, support, like, multiple women-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's so key to really foster that community as businesses to support each other in that way. So that was also part of the intention of the box, is to have it feel good all around, you know, and even the box itself, like, it's, my intention is to go 100% plastic free, which we're very close. But yeah, just to feel good about the earth, to feel good about supporting local and small business and women-owned, queer-owned, BIPOC-owned business. So yeah, that's definitely a part of it. Like, our self-care should feel good on all the levels.
And Adriana, what advice might you have for young entrepreneurs, especially young entrepreneurs of color? And what are some experiences you could talk about that might motivate or inspire them?
I love this question. I would say be a dreamer, but surround yourself with people who will both motivate and challenge you. Because I think there's a myth that if you, like, you can do whatever you dream, which I think is true, but sometimes it leads us to kind of think we're gonna, like, get rich quick, or like something's gonna happen for us all of a sudden, or all we need is like one viral TikTok video and then we're like golden. And it doesn't usually happen that way. It's like a lot of work, and it doesn't have to be awful, but I think we get set up as young people to think that if it doesn't come easy, then somehow we failed. And that's just not true. So have people, like, have a big dream, have key people who will, like, cheer you on, but also, like, give you constructive criticism, and make sure that you talk to people and what you want to do actually serves the people that you want to serve. You know, like, what do they want? What do they like? You know, like, ground your dreams in the reality of here and now, and go for it, because, you know, we're all out here doing our best for our communities, you know, like, doing good for our communities, and we need you. We need you to be the amazing person and dreamer that you are.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And thank you so much for that advice, Adriana. Adriana, how can people support your business?
Well, thanks so much. People can support my business by connecting. You know, like, I have a lot of info on my website about how to connect, getting on my email list, you know, scheduling a session with me at the clinic. I would love to see you if you've got some things that you want to work on, you know, chatting over the phone, sending me an email at adriana@zocalowellness.com. There's also a big way you can help my business by actually supporting the clinic that I work in. So I have my own business, but I work in a multidisciplinary clinic that's also focused on BIPOC health and LGBTQ health. So very intersectional. And we're just getting up and running. And they've been really working hard to fundraise, because we need to hire some folks, and we're kind of in the final stretches of, like, really getting this clinic up and running, and it takes a lot of money and a lot of time and energy. So I would ask, you know, people who have it to do some donations for Hey.Clinic. It's Hey.Clinic.com. And you can go to their website and check out the GoFundMe. Yeah, that's, I think, the biggest push right now. Otherwise, you know, I'm on all the socials at Zocalo Wellness, Z-O-C-A-L-O Wellness. And yeah, follow me there, emails, all the things.
Definitely.
Whatever, you know, and I'm always doing new things, you know, like there's stuff that's coming down the pike. So the email list is actually the best way to stay in touch, because I'll always be sending out emails, letting folks know what's new offerings, inspiration, etc.
Definitely. And listeners, once again, we will be linking Adriana's website, the other clinic's website, and all of Adriana's social media. So you can definitely go donate to hey.clinic.com and buy the massage in a box, or even just support Adriana on her social media pages as well. Adriana, are there any special projects or anything else you would like to plug?
I think we covered it. I mean, Massage in a Box is my current special project. Mm-hmm. I am going to come out with a book in maybe by mid-year mm-hmm. on cupping, like basically the book version of a tutorial that I have included with Massage in a Box. So it's mm-hmm. going to cover like neck pain, back pain, all the pains, you know, carpal tunnel, huge variety of things that you can address with cupping. It's going to be super cute, illustrated. It's going to be very, like, all the illustrations are folks of color, also queer folks, like folks of all genders. I'm very excited for it. So if you're interested in stuff like that, get on my email list. And yeah, and check out hey.clinic and donate to the GoFundMe. That's such an important project that's happening.
Definitely. I know that I am looking forward to reading that book. But to all the listeners out there, definitely do go follow Adriana on all her social media so you can look out for whenever that book is coming out. Adriana, did you have any other last things you wanted to say?
I've had a great time. Thanks so much for having me. And anybody out there wondering if they want to go into natural medicine or medicine in general, just wanting to talk about next steps in that or what it's like out here, always feel free to email me. I love to talk and chat about my experience and how much I love it. And also, you know, there's always details and things that I want to let people know before they choose this path and share my own path. So thanks so much for having me, and don't hesitate to reach out.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Adriana. It was definitely an honor to spotlight your business. And listeners, that is it from PDX Business Spotlight. And please be sure to join us in the next episode. Thank you for listening to PDX Business Spotlight by Youth Venture, and we hope to see you in the next episode.